E85 is made up of between 70 and 85% ethanol. It's still relatively rare, but becoming more common as auto manufacturers produce engines that burn both E85 and regular petroleum-based gasoline. Lawmakers are debating offering a tax break on E85, dropping the more than 30-cent gas tax people normally pay down to about 10 cents per gallon. Republican Assembly sponsor Steve Freese of Dodgeville says it would help drive up demand for fuel that's distilled from Wisconsin-grown products.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be corn. My position has always been whatever we can grow in Wisconsin, whether it's switchgrass or cranberries, potatoes or beets, if it can be converted into a fuel that we can fuel our vehicles with, we ought to be doing it.
The plan in its current form would make up for the loss in state revenue by boosting the tax on regular gasoline by 0.2 cents per gallon. That would be a tough sell politically. It would also likely face objection from oil companies. Aaron Roth lobbies for the American Petroleum Institute. He says oil companies worry that putting up E85 pumps will make them vulnerable to lawsuits.
If somebody has a $20,000 Harley and pulls up to an E85 pump under the canopy thinking it might be premium and doesn't even think, or a Corvette and drives off and their engine blows up, who are they going to sue?
Currently, E85 is offered at fewer than 30 locations in Wisconsin. In 2004, about 100,000 gallons were sold in the state, compared to 2.5 billion gallons of conventional gasoline. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.